American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the back.
Two, ladies and gentlemen, the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and I have Monocot Wheatgrass online. Alan, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, John.
Well, yeah, what we were saying before the break, this network is available for Central Texas down here. The people have been very, very nice. I've kind of had to come down here and I guess... being in the network business now, you find out who your friends are and who your friends aren't.
Well, John, you know, I always encourage people, and I, especially during this last legislative thing that we were fighting, I encourage them to, you know, we're all a little, you know, a little timid and a little fearful about, you know, getting our voice on the radio and calling in or participating or putting our advertising our businesses or, you know, coming in and doing a little show with John or whatever the deal is. And I'm thinking back, it was only about 2 years ago, roughly, I started hearing you guys on the radio. I went in and I told my wife, I said, man, Denny, you got to hear these guys. That I'm not sure yet what they're talking about, but it sounds like we need to be listening to this and finding it. And I remember the first time I ever called in, and I was like, I was just... could barely talk, could barely breathe. And then, but it wasn't 2 days later, I wanted to call in again and get my voice out there again. And then maybe a week later, I had another idea while I was listening. I thought, well, I need to get this idea out there.
Sure.
And then I started realizing the power of this thing when people would take that idea and someone else would call in and run with it. And I'd watch it develop, and I thought, my goodness, what a wonderful media that we've got here, and it's at our fingertips at the telephone. Now, I've come to, after visiting with you and seeing how the station works and looking at your bills and all that, I realized that it's an ulcer generator for you if you're not careful, and we need to really help you with that. And I'm encouraging people to recognize the value. We don't have many outlets like this.
Well, and here's the thing, because I'm looking down the road. I mean, you have one foot in this puddle, and you're stepping into the other one.
Right.
But we know, I know exactly, you know, this is my second network, and I know exactly where this has to go, and it will get there. And I was put behind the eight ball a little bit, and I'm not complaining. I mean, I started the network, but people made commitments to me and didn't follow through with them.
That's so, business.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, this is not business, though. Here's the point, Alan. This is not business, because if this was normal business, then business is, you know, business is business, and you go out and you do business. But this is different. This is not quite the same thing. And you know, everybody else is out there conducting business and enjoying themselves and going on their merry way, and we're down here in the trenches going, wait a minute, folks, you want to continue doing business? Well, let me tell you why you're not going to be able to continue to do business. So it's a little different business model. Tell you what, hang on a second.
Sure.
We got another commercial interrupt us here going on.
Go.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Back, folks. Friday edition of National Intel Report. A little different program today. We're raising some much-needed funds for the network, doing what we have to do here. And this is not about survival, folks. It's about growth. It's about getting good talk show hosts on this network. It is about expanding it. And we're still waiting for Carl Schwartz. He was going to inject a large amount of money into this network, and that hasn't happened yet. Hopefully that'll happen in the future, but we'll see what goes on with that. So we're a little behind the eight ball, and that's okay. I'm not complaining. I am just letting you know that we need your help today. And anything that you can, anything, if you value this programming, if you value the message, if you value what we're trying to accomplish here, and the job's never going to be done. It's going to take a lot of work. I'm never going to be able to retire. This, how would you like to have a job, folks, you know you're never going to retire from? Would most of you do that? Well, this is my job. I am pretty good at it. And we need to keep growing this network. And I am not going to be satisfied until everybody within our power, everything humanly possible, to bring the message to everybody in this country. Everybody. Alan, I know you have been, and I know you're with us.
Yeah.
You have continued to support us every month. You have advertising on this network. And folks, here's one of the people that what a good way of doing things, huh?
Well, John, it's beautiful. The wheatgrass ad played while you went away and took your break there for a minute. And I'll tell you, I smiled when I heard that come on again, and I thought, what a win-win that's been. I mean, you know, we've been able to continue to support you. In fact, Tuesday, 24 more juicers are going to hit the front porch. And so,
really?
Yeah, and so good. I need to move those out so that I can, you know, have you drop another bill in the bank account up there. But that's how that works. And, I mean, I'm just so proud to be able to you know, support you and at the same time be passing along the real deal to your listeners. I mean, I think it's just amazing that the fact that there are hundreds of your listeners out there that are experiencing something in that wheatgrass deal that they're doing. And when I talk to these people, it's amazing the results that they tell me about. And it just, I mean, I could go on and on, but we'll do that on another day.
I want people to know Alan Davidson. I want to know what you're about. I want them to know that you've been a steadfast sponsor on this network.
Well, you know, it's a spiritual deal with me too, John. I know, you know, when you started this network, you said this isn't going to be a religious network. You know, people have the right to do what they want to do with their religion. We're not going to push that real hard, and that's how I am too. But there's a spiritual fundamental principle there where truth, beauty, and goodness need to be accented, brought to light, amplified, exemplified in our world. And the lack of that, when the animal nature takes over, we've got the beast in action, okay? And that's what I call the beast. And, you know, we can probably get into long philosophical arguments about that. That's the beast to me. And it has taken over, okay? Now, when I, and this is all, I'm going to talk kind of symbolically with you here for a minute. When I think about what they call, my dad was a preacher, and he told me, I learned all about the return of Christ. Well, the return of Christ in power, to me, is the return of the awakening and bringing to the surface of truth, beauty, and goodness in each one of us, and going past our fears of exemplifying that and bringing that and amplifying that. And when that happens throughout the world, and you always talk about the numbers, when that happens throughout the world, the beast will be slain by the return of the Christ in power, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, he said, I'll come back in power. You know, he didn't say, I'm going to come back with an AK-47 and make a mess. You know, people are waiting for him to come down and start a war or something. That's not going to happen. It's going to be truth, beauty, and goodness. And that's why I feel like, man, these networks, these alternative networks that we've got out there going, are really the most powerful force for that in the world that I've latched on to.
And a lot of people don't understand this, Alan, that if you are pure of heart, that good things will happen. You will be blessed.
John, the best things have, you know, when I think about what I've, you know, put into supporting you down there, I mean, you know, whether it's buying your, you know, communication survival book, or you know, a couple of aeronizers for my growing operation, which has helped immensely. I mean, it's blown the mold out of my grow rooms. It's amazing. You know, I mean, everything has been, I don't know how to say it. I've received a lot more than I've given.
Well, and we appreciate that. What a lot of people don't understand, you want to talk about a spiritual nature. More and more people are cleaving unto themselves and their own little goodies, and they're scared and they're afraid and they're holding on tight.
That's a dead end road.
And that's exactly right, Alan. That was going to be my point. When they open up, that's when good things start to happen to you. That's right. That is when what you put out is returned back to you twofold, threefold.
That's when you're living. That's when you're really living.
That's life.
And I, you know what I think would be the coolest thing, and I think I talked to you about this one time, but you got too many people talking to you about too many different things. I thought it would be cool to have on your website your supporters page, your Minuteman's page. There was another magazine I looked at, and they needed support from their readership to continue the magazine going, and they depended a certain amount on their regular supporters, and they had their, I forget what they called the page, but they listed, you know, the people's names there who were comfortable with having their names listed publicly. And, I mean, I could easily see on your site, you know, the Minuteman page or the, you know, the with different folks, you know, just nothing but all the names.
And we'll continue to link. See, the synergistic thing has to happen. That you know, you want to cleave unto yourself, fine. Well, you're going to be small. You're not going to be blessed. But when you start reaching out and connecting with everybody else, that's when it really starts to move. Now, I'm not talking about a personal gratification here. I'm talking achieving the mission that we've set out to do.
Right.
And that is what has to take place. I mean,
yeah.
I had Terry Anderson on. I don't know if you heard that program the other day.
I missed the program. I heard you talking to his people on the phone down there, and I missed the show.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. My internet numbers went through the roof. People like that kind of message. And Terry's going to join us on this network. He's already on Republic Broadcasting.
He's got inspiration in there. When someone's inspired, it comes out forcefully. You know?
Well, and he's on the network 11 p.m. Central Time on Sunday nights. And,
right.
And he's going to be joining us hopefully here in the near future.
Good.
Monday through Friday. Hey, Alan, your website and your phone number?
Yeah. The website is Austin Wheatgrass, as in Austin, Texas. And the free phone call is 1-877-699-4328. And that's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And, of course, they'll hear the ads running all the time, but you know, the proof's in the pudding, and people really need to latch onto this book and find out that, you know, this is the real deal, and that, you know, I don't push BS out there, John. I wouldn't do anything like that, and this is the
Well, we've got one guy here. Bring Eric up, if you would. I'm sure you know Eric here. Hello, Eric in Texas.
Well, hello, John and Alan. I've never called the show before, but I have purchased over a period of a couple of 3 years quite a few things from some of the shortwave broadcasters, and so I'm a customer of Austin Wheatgrass.
Good for you.
And I love it. I've been doing it now for I guess about 5 months, and I will say this, that some feedback is that it just really makes me feel empowered. I feel like I'm doing something good for my body. It makes intuitive sense. I love the book that comes with it. I think the customer service that Austin Wheatgrass has given has been just impeccable, the product quality. And the thing I wanted to let people know is that it is so easy to do. It is so easy to sprout this grass and to grow it, and it's kind of fun. I think I heard somebody say one time how it's your little chia pet, you know, it's kind of what it looks like, this tray of grass growing in the house, and then have a little spot outside for it. But it's easy to do. My wife drinks about an ounce, and I drink about 2 ounces a day. It's really cheap.
It puts a rocket in your pocket, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I think there's like 9,000 varieties of grass. None of them are poisonous. I also have a horse. It lives on grass, and a lot of large animals do. It has protein, vitamins, minerals, enzymes. It's just kind of a no-brainer thing to do for you, yourself, and your life, and to stay healthy so we can kind of fight the powers that be that are quite corrupt, as we all know.
You know what else, Eric? I don't know if I had a chance to cover this with you when the last time we talked was, but more recently I've been telling people about this, that you know, aside from using the grass for your vitamins, minerals, enzymes, protein builders, to, you know, to get all your metabolic processes and all your glands back in balance, and the wheat, when sprouted and eaten as a sprout, provides calories and energy to burn. So you've got your whole food deal wrapped up in that one bag of wheat.
Eric, I thank you for your call, sir. AustinWheatgrass.com, Alan You've been a friend and a continued supporter. 877-699-4328. Alan Davidson.
Well, John, I just encourage everybody else to join us.
Thank you, my friend.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order Wright Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back. Paul in Florida. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, we've terrible thunderstorms down here. Lost power for a couple hours.
Sorry about that.
But we're back up. In regards to your setting up your company, your broadcast company, have you ever considered as a long-range contingency plan having access to or maybe even having your own offshore shortwave or AM transmitter?
Yeah, that has been tried before. One gentleman tried to set it up, I think, in Honduras, and he ended up getting ripped off or attacked by the CIA, and it was a mess. Alan Weiner, the guy that owns the shortwave station, I think it's WBCQ.
Yeah.
He used to be a pirate operator, and he used to operate off of shore, off of a boat, and the FBI nabbed him one night when he came in for supplies. There have been really what I would like to do. There's if we ever get the money to do this, and it depends on if this one individual says that he's going to dump a large sum of money in here. What I'd actually like to do is buy a shortwave station and just run it at cost for the broadcasters.
Yeah, I was thinking that the reason I thought of this was there used to be a station I could pick up here in South Florida. It was called Caribbean Night Call.
Mm-hmm.
It was a religious station. It was on 800 on AM,
mm-hmm.
and it was coming from the Netherlands Antilles.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's right next to
Curacao.
Venezuela, off the north shore of Venezuela.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, right now, Venezuela is not an NWO player. Chavez is kind of, he knows what's going on, but he's kind of socialistic. And even in a country like Venezuela, you might be able to get away with it and be fairly safe.
Yeah, well, the difference is, look, you know, and we've considered all that before, but there are certain protections. We still have a constitution, at least we believe we do, and we still have First Amendment rights.
Yeah,
now,
but
let me finish here.
Yeah.
That it, I, for the sake of convenience,
yeah.
For the sake of standing our ground,
yeah.
That doesn't appeal to me. What appeals to me is fighting on our home ground with people who are willing to stand up and stand beside us.
Yeah, because the way I see it, especially people are starting to wise up now. I mean, after what Alex did last night on Coast to Coast, he reamed them a new you-know-what.
Well, I listened.
And people are really starting to wise up now.
Yeah, I listened to that broadcast, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching, I was flipping between that, C-SPAN, and listening to George Norrie. Mm-hmm. Mike Levine, what a character that guy was. Yeah, I listened till 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I passed out. I couldn't go any longer.
Yeah, but the NWO is either going to have to fold their cards, or else they're going to have to upstage 911.
Well,
and if they do that, your constitution is going to be right behind the Koran at Guantanamo Bay. That's where that's going.
I understand.
And because they have the monopoly on physical force, and whoever has the monopoly on physical force is going to win for the time being, and they will just come in and shut you right down.
But the difference is, the power we have is the truth. And they've got the stinkers, and we've got the thinkers. Now, the only thing we need to do is get more of the thinkers together, moving in that same direction.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, it's going to be a 50-50 whether we can get this country back. You know,
yeah, it is. It can go either way. It's on the fence right now.
Sure it is. But some good things are really happening. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that here after this break. But, yeah, it's doable. I mean, we put the country together. We built it. It was our sweat that built this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have to be our sweat and our work that puts it back together.
The key is going to be coordinated organization.
You can't have
a 10-headed dragon out there. It has to be coordinated. And I'm not talking about, you know, a physical force or an armed rebellion. I'm saying we have to fight the information war and all these patriot movements and everything else. You have to forget about fighting amongst yourselves, because that's what they want us to do. We're going to have a coordinated truth movement in this country, and just wise up the populace, get them, have them put their baseball caps back on straight, get off the television, and you know, to find out what's going on here, because the people like you and Alex and all those others out there you guys are really sticking your neck out.
Yeah.
And, I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, on one hand, that suggests to people, wow, they've got courage, and maybe that'll instill courage in other people. But I don't look at it that way, because, quite frankly, if I were to be killed or jailed for what I'm doing, it's a place that I don't want to be in the first place, and I guess they'd be doing me a favor by getting rid of me. But, this is the one thing that people never understood about me, is I have no fear of these people. It's almost sometimes laughable.
Yeah.
And people have whined and complained of their sacrifice. Look, if you've got the commitment, there is no sacrifice.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not going to be able to retire from this job. This is my job until the day I drop dead.
Yeah.
Because we're going to need to keep doing this and keep growing and keeping things on track and getting people together and keep them pointing in the right direction. I'm in agreement with you. I don't know if you heard the show with Terry Anderson and myself.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm a regular listener here in shortwave. I got a little Grundig yacht boy with about 80 foot of wire up on the roof down here. So
and you heard that message there.
Yeah.
You know, did you hear the way I signed off with Jose Vera that I had on a couple of weeks before that? These guys, I brought them in studio, and, you know, he was a contractor. He was being called a coconut.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because he's of Mexican descent. He's an American.
Yeah.
But I signed off the program that Well, we got to get out of here. For the coconut, for the Oreo,
yep,
and for the cracker,
okay,
we're
that.
Gone. We're out of
here. Well, if I hit the lottery down here, John, you'll hear from me.
All right, man. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I want to talk a little bit more about what happened on C-SPAN. And we'll tell you more about that information. But I think I have Randall Mock online. Hello, Randall.
Hello, John. I just wanted to call in and thank you for all that you're doing, and thank Wheatgrass Allen and all the people that are helping bring the truth out. And wanted to make a little announcement. That is, we've got Truth Seekers on the 26th. We have Robbie Noel, and some people are calling and being that he's going to be down at Silver Eagle Tap House this weekend
It's not this week. I wondered why you didn't send me a fax on this deal.
It's the 18th down at Silver Eagle, but the 19th is Father's Day, so we delayed it a week.
Ah, well, he'll be happy to know that because yeah. We were almost on our way down there tomorrow.
Well, no, he will be down at Silver Eagle Tap House tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
But he will be in Austin at the China Emperor on the 26th at 5 p.m.
Okay. All right. If you would, Randall, send me over a fax on that.
Oh, yeah. We'll we'll put out a flyer on that. I've got a few more little details there, and as a matter of fact, I wanted to see if I could get Wheatgrass Allen, and I'm sure he's listening, to give us a little update there beforehand on that House bill on the psychological testing.
Okay.
And because that's good news, and I think God is going to give us another chance. I think we don't deserve it, but I think he's going to give us a chance, and it's going to push the New World Order to wait about two generations.
Well, and you know, I'm not quite sure, Randall. A lot of people have the belief that this is an inevitability, but I believe that, well, you know the hands of man, how they corrupt everything. And I think there might have been a few chapters left out of this Bible, because I cannot believe my good Lord, my God in heaven, would deep six us if we said, wait a minute, we've been selfish, yes, we have been stupid, yes, we've not adhered to any sort of a word. I have this tendency to believe that if once again, you know, what did he say about healing nations? If you once again turn your face back to me, I will heal your land.
That's right.
And what I'm seeing right now, we know who's behind the global elite. We know what's behind the usury and all the awful stuff that's behind the New World Order crowd. And I think he's been sitting up there just waiting with his arms crossed going, okay, it's your decision. What I'm starting to see, and the evil starting to crack in this world today, I think we're seeing the hand of God move here.
I think so. And you're absolutely right. And, you know, we're in an enviable position. We're in a win-win situation. Either if God says, okay, you can have another chance to get it right, then we win. Or if they do something catastrophic and there is a new world order, the inevitable, as some people refer to it, we still win because we still have God. And Jack McLam had a good program there yesterday. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday on with the Scofield Bible.
Yeah, that was Chuck Carlson. I had him, and I got to bring him back.
Yeah,
I've had him on before, but he and I had never discussed the history of the Scofield Bible.
That was excellent.
It was outstanding.
And so I'm hoping that that can be replayed here in Austin on the weekend on Radio Free Austin, which I really appreciate also. And anyhow, that's about it, but I wanted to also say I'll send you a $100 bill. I don't have it, but I'll get it to you somehow.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Randall.
And it's not much, but it kind of challenge other people to give you some help.
We need 250 more just like you. Thank you, my friend.
All right. We'll see you soon.
God bless. Yeah, that's going to be down at the Silver Eagle Tap House. I'm glad you straightened that around, because I was a little confused about that. The Silver Eagle Tap House, located at 9301 FM 725 in beautiful downtown McQueenie, Texas. And the Silver Eagle Tap House, it's about 25 miles east of San Antonio, right off of I-10. You can take the McQueenie exit at the intersection of I-10 and Highway 46, go north on 78, turn right at the light just across from the Guadalupe River on FM 725, and they say they're on the right hand of 725, right next to the McQueenie Volunteer Fire Station. So, and from Interstate 35, is about 9 miles south of I-35 on FM 725, and I'm assuming that's if you come from the north, correct, Mr. Producer? Yeah. We're on the left, the direction says we're on the left side of downtown McQueenie on the Guadalupe River, right before the light at Highway 78. And it's unfortunate because you people have not been able to hear Robbie Noel in his full live broadcast here locally, but suffice it to say, boy, he's got some experience. The stuff that he saw go down in Rhodesia, that's right, that was the little fiefdom that Cecil Rhodes set up. One of the grand poobahs and one of the architects of the globalists. The Illuminati has been working for a long time, folks, but he set the ball in motion, and there were people behind that came out right after him that are set into motion and really gelled the globalist agenda that you're seeing today. And he lasted as long as he could down there in 1979. and had to get out of Dodge. And it is just a mess down there. I mean, he read me something today that I didn't believe that was humanly possible. It is so bad, the lawlessness, I mean, the absolute corruption and the crime and the evil that's going on down there. He read me a story today that the police down there had to break into somebody's house because a man had killed one of his children, stuck a knife in one of his other children's head. The child was still alive and screaming, had to break in to the house only to discover him hunched over his common-law wife that was dead, and it was literally eating the flesh off of her face. Now, what is that? If that's not evil in human form, I don't know what is. I mean, when he told me that story, I had to literally walk out of the room. I said, I don't want to hear that. Please, don't tell me that. You know, I've said this before on this program. You know, I am not a preacher. People have said, oh, John, you ought to run for president. You'd make a fine preacher. Some people told me I'd make a good cop. No, I do what I do because I know where my passion is. And I know that the people that are trying to push this globalist agenda, that are nothing but human secular pieces of dung, where is goodness coming from? I had one person describe it. I'll never forget this. This was in Austin. You know, when they say keep Austin weird, there's a lot of different opinions down here. And one guy was an atheist. He said, no, goodness is generated by men's conscience. And I just looked at him and I said, really? I said, you know, the thin veneer of humanity, as you would like to call, it's very, very thin. Scratch it and you see a beast. Look in recorded history of how people have acted. And people have told me, well, John, you know, look, this is what I say. God is the conscience of man. Reject that and anything is possible. I mean anything, and I don't mean that in a good way. And people were running around, I mean, literally going, oh, gosh, these Christians. Look, I don't shove that down your throat. You can do with your life as you will. You can go to hell of your own accord if that's what you wish. If you wish to turn away from, well, let's use the Star Wars analogy here. If you want to go to the dark side, you see what happens. Is it more powerful? No, it's not. What you're led to believe that it is, and then what you're going to end up with is with something that you didn't think was possible. Because what happens between human beings and how they're able to live together is they have trust and love for each other. They have regard. They have respect. Why do you think, ladies and gentlemen, that this country was as good as it was? Because good people were out in the forefront, and the evil ones always lurked in the shadows. Now we've got the evil ones in the forefront, and everybody's sitting around scratching their head going, why are things going so crazy? Look to history past, and therein lies your answer. What was it? Patrick Henry said that I have but one lamp unto my feet. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know what I'm going to do. Folks, we're doing a pledge drive on this edition of the National Intel Report, and I don't have current figures, but I think we've got a long, 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 long way to go here. We need to scare up 25 grand. That's right, 25 grand. You can help us out, anything that you can do. And just remember what I said, anything that you put out, you get back many-fold. 800-724-2719. And if there's another particular network that you want to support, go ahead and do it. But I know in my heart, and I know what needs to be done, and I know where we need to get to, and I will spend the rest of my life getting there. I mean, this is a job, literally, that nobody ever really gets to retire from, because there's a lot of work we have to do, but there's a certain joy in the work that has to be done. You know, get over it. It's got to be done. So I'd much rather just resign yourself to the fact to, you know, let the negative stuff slide off of you, okay? And take your task with a light heart and a smile on your face. And turning this country around and getting it back on track is probably one of the most important things that you will ever, ever, ever do in your life. You ever ask yourself, why am I alive? You know, what's my purpose and all this stuff? That's part of the reason, ladies and gentlemen. It is in our work. Bad things happen to good people. It happens all the time. Speaking of bad things happening to a good person, I have Randy Weaver online. Hello, Randy.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, sir. Where are you at?
I'm in Arkansas. I moved down to Arkansas.
You did?
Yes.
Well, what are you
up? It's lovely here.
What part of the state are you in?
I'm up close to Bull Shoals, northwest of Harrison, or northeast of Harrison.
I don't know exactly where that is.
Well, it's about 35 miles south and a little bit east of Branson, Missouri.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Speed Bump called me. I don't have a radio. I don't pick you up very often, John. Don't get here to listen to you, but I know you got a good program there. Speed Bump called me. He's a trucker friend of mine from Iowa and said that you was having a program to try and raise money today.
Pledge drive, yep.
Well, I would like to encourage your listeners to send all the money they can afford to send you because you're like one of the last watchmen on the tower, and you do a good job. And I appreciate you and Sandra and all your help there at the radio station. And so that's my 2 cents worth for you, buddy.
Randy, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the guest book that we had people sign when they came into studio to do live broadcasting from here. And our first anniversary is tomorrow, the 18th.
Yes.
And my first guest was you the day that we put this network on the air, 6/18 of 04.
I'll be darned. Well, that's something.
Isn't that something? Now, you talk about irony there.
Yeah.
How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing real good. I've been gardening and mowing a lot of grass up here, and it's good for me. I needed it. My daughters was worried about my health, and they got me going on nutritional supplements and working out here in the country, and I'm doing great.
Well, I'll tell you what, anytime that you want to get, Arkansas is not that far away from Texas here. Anytime you want to come down this way, you know you got a place to go.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Same with you and Sandra, John. You give her my best.
I will do, sir.
And when I get in that area, I'll look you up.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you very much, and love to you and all your listeners.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate it very much.
Bye-bye.
Now, isn't that ironic? I'm literally, folks, I'm sitting here listening or looking at the guest book, and here's Randy's signature, 6/18/04, and it is almost 1 year to the day. Thanks, Speed Bump. I appreciate that very much. There is some things I wanted to cover this before we end this edition of the National Intel Report this week. Something very strange happened, and I have been told here, C-SPAN 2 tonight, if you've got cable or satellite, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central. And Danny, which one are we going to be seeing here? Is this going to be the one with the Democrats, John Bonifaz? He's a constitutional attorney. And this was regarding the Downing Street memo. And there's also a website out there, ladies and gentlemen, afterdowningstreet.org, www.afterdowningstreet.org. And what was happening there, the Democrats were relegated to a basement room, very small room, and they held a press conference. And John Conyers was there. Also, Ray McGovern, the former CIA analyst, brought a lot of information. And what they're doing, they already have 222 signatures in Congress right now to start impeachment proceedings against George W. Bush. And I'll tell you what, Ron Paul was upstairs, and he was with another group of people, and they're doing a thing. They're going to, I don't know if they're going to do this in way of a bill or a House resolution or whatever they're going to do. But they're saying that we need to bring these troops, our troops, home from Iraq by October 1 of next year. We should have never been there in the first place. And it was the most bizarre thing to see. I would have preferred Ron Paul been down there in that basement with those Republicans. Because Robbie Noel said to me, he said, you know, I can tell you how the press is going to play this up. Let's skip that last break. He said, I'll tell you how the press is going to play this up, that this is going to be partisan politics, and the Republic or the Democrats are trying to get back at George Bush or the Republicans for going after Bill Clinton. And I thought about that, and it made some sense. But I'll tell you what was driving this out there. Cynthia McKinney, remember what she went through? The Democrat said, wait a minute here. 911 appears to be an inside job. We have got some serious problems in this country, but it is starting to move in a positive direction. Now, Dennis Kucinich up there, by the way, was with Ron Paul, so this was kind of a bipartisan kind of a deal. When they were saying that, look, they were holding their press conference for, you know, bring our troops home, which is going to do what, ladies and gentlemen? That's right, we were not going to have World War III. I do believe the war on terror can cease to be waged against us, against anybody that, well, you're either with us or you're against us. Folks, if you've been buying this stuff, then you're sorely, sorely lost. I couldn't figure out, and then it dawned on me, why these people in Guantanamo Bay, which, by the way, the Halliburton Company has got a brand new contract to build a $30 million detention facility and security fence down at Guantanamo Bay. Why aren't these people getting due process? Because they're classified as enemy combatants in the war on terror, not prisoners of war in a war. But the funny thing about this is, and it's really not funny, but you can be classified as a terrorist. I'll go back to Bill Clinton's administration, Attorney General Janet Reno, declaring what a potential terrorist was. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, you might be part of a cult. Watch out if there's ardent Second Amendment supporters. If they talk about the Constitution, they're fanatical about their Constitution, you may be listed as a terrorist. And I said that the day that George Bush launched the worldwide war on terrorism, I said this is not about going and getting a bunch of people that have different ideologies and are wearing a towel on their head and don't read the Bible. This was a mechanism set up in all countries across the planet, at least those globalist countries, to suppress the uprising against global governance. And what you're starting to see right now in Europe are the people standing up against this beast. And they're saying, no, we don't want any part of this. And it is starting to crack. It is literally starting to crack and crumble. They had a problem here. If they would have pulled this off by January 2005, they might have had a shot. They're about 5, 6, maybe 7 years behind times. The information has caught up to their evil doings. And that is exactly what is happening. People are starting to wake up globally. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, I am not kidding you. They are starting to wake up worldwide. And I sometimes wonder whether they're sitting in a little room down in the Congressional Building in Washington, D.C., and going after George Bush because of all the contrived lies that we went to a war with Iraq, and the numbers still aren't in. Reports that I'm seeing right now, 6,000 U.S. servicemen dead. They're saying the official number of the maimed is 12,000. I'm hearing it's closer to 3 times that number for the wounded and maimed and over 6,000 troops that we have actually had killed playing policemen in Iraq for a country we should have never gone after. Oh, and the roadmap to peace? Well, at this little meeting yesterday was mentioned the word oil, O-I-L, standing for oil, Israel, and logistics. Setting up the American bases over there to further go after the crazy extremist Islamic terrorist. And a lot of people will buy into the stuff, well, yes, they really are terrorists, and their Quran says kill the infidels and all that. You know what? If their God is my God, which many people will contend that it isn't, but there's only one, I cannot believe in my heart of hearts that people would try to kill another people for their religious beliefs. I don't want to kill Muslims. I don't want the Muslims killing the Christians. I don't want to be pitted against Muslims because of Zionists. And that's the scenario that's being set up. So can we get this done? Can we get rid of George Bush, Cheney? Can we bring people in the Pentagon, in the Department of Defense, along with their PNAC crowd that have cost so many American lives and casualties, 500,000 to 750,000 Iraqi children dead? Is this a good thing? And it's only starting. They want worldwide chaos, so out of those ashes, they can bring their new world order and have total, tight-fisted control. But it's starting to fall apart. And I would like to think that it's because of programs like this, people like you. You know, these are international broadcasts, folks. The shortwave stations, it's just not contained here in the United States. This goes worldwide. I would like to think that it's because of people out there that got the information and spread it around. That these positive things are happening. I believe that in my heart. That these positive things are happening because people cared. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Howdy, John.
Yes, sir.
Doing a great job.
Thank you.
I've got at least $50 I'm going to be sending you on Monday.
I appreciate it.
You accept checks?
Yes.
And I can just make that out to RBN?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Can I just read one short paragraph?
Send money, lawyers, and guns. Nah, forget the lawyers.
Let me give you one short paragraph. This is from the Book of Baruch. And that's spelled B-A-R-U-C-H. This was one of the books in the Apocrypha in the original King James Version from 1611 that was taken out by the Puritans. It's real simple. It applies to our situation today. Children which have sinned before thee and not hearken, this is the voice of thee, their God, for the which cause these plagues cleave unto us. Remember not the iniquities of our forefathers, but think upon thy power and thy name now at this time. For thou art the Lord our God, and thee, O Lord, will we praise. And for this cause thou hast put thy fear in our hearts, to the intent that we should call upon thy name and praise thee in our captivity. For we have called to mind all the iniquity of our forefathers that sinned before thee. Behold, we are yet this day in our captivity, where thou hast scattered us for reproach and a curse, and to be subject to payments according to all the iniquities of our fathers, which departed from the Lord our God. And I just want to say that everything we're doing is in spite of the so-called odds of this world, that we have no choice but to continue and to do what we feel is our responsibility.
Amen, brother. Thank you for that. I appreciate that very much.
I'll catch you later, John.
All right. Dylan in Texas. We're about out of time, Dylan. Hello, Dylan. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Dylan. Oh, somebody else was there, and they just dropped because they heard the music. Okay, great. Folks, 800-724-2719. Need to end this week on a positive note. Roll up our sleeves. Start it again next week and the week after. But don't be frowning upon about the job that we need to do, because apparently we're getting some help here. So keep plugging, ladies and gentlemen, and never give up. How does that go? Work hard, be bold, be honest, and good things will happen to you. That's it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of here. We'll see you next Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. God bless you.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.